Hello and welcome to Super Great Kids Stories, wise tales from storytellers around the world, which will make you laugh and sometimes cry. Recommended for ages 5 to 105. I'm Kim and I love stories. Hello, Super Great Kids, and how are you? I'm very happy because today we have another tale about that mischievous spider, Anansi, told by storyteller Emily Hennessy. The story comes from West Africa. It would be a good drawing if you're feeling like doing some colouring while you listen. Now, just before we join Emily, why don't you have a think about how many facts you know about spiders? Well, we have a quick word with the grown-ups. How about if you start with how many legs they've got? Hello, Super Great Kids, I'm back. I wonder how many spider facts you remembered. Here's just a few. Spiders have 8 legs. They make silk webs to catch insects. The largest spiders are tarantulas. Spiders spin silk from a liquid made by their glands. And many spiders make poison. Most spider poison is not harmful to people, but some, like the black widow spider, can give humans a nasty bite. Eek! How many spider facts did you know? And now it's time for our story, which we're pleased to tell you is sponsored by the Christopher family of Oakland, California, including Cora, who is 8, Thomas, who is 5, and baby Josephine, who is 1. The Christopher family are long-time listeners to the podcast and just love hearing stories from around the world. They're pleased to be sponsoring today's podcast. Are you ready to hear this week's story from West Africa? Are you sitting comfortably? Am I sitting comfortably? Then let's give a warm welcome to Emily Hennessy.
Hello, my name's Emily, and I would like to tell you a trickster story. It was a beautiful day. The sun was hot, the bees buzzed, and the palm leaves swayed in the gentle breeze. Anansi, the spider, was feeling lazy. He left the forest behind and walked out onto the grassy plains. He found a lovely, soft tussock to rest his head on, lay himself down, and was soon fast asleep. Elephant was feeling lazy on that day too. He walked slowly across the grassy plains and then stopped and slowly lowered his mighty grey backside down until a nice relaxing sit down on top of Anansi.
Get off me!
Elephant heard something. A tiny, faraway voice. He shifted himself over and Anansi was set free.
You should look before you sit down, you great big clumsy ox.
Who are you calling an ox? I'm an elephant. And you're such a tiny little pipsqueak, I didn't even see you there.
Who are you calling a pipsqueak? You think you're so big and strong, said Anansi. Well, I might be small, but I'm the strongest creature of all.
You? Strong?
The elephant thought this ridiculous idea was hilarious.
I'll prove it to you, said Anansi. I challenge you to a tug of war. I'll tie a rope around your tail. And when you feel the rope pulling, the game has begun.
The elephant just laughed, then lay down to sleep. Anansi scurried into the forest. He grabbed two thin, strong vines from a tree and knotted the ends together. And then he added another vine, and another vine, and another, and another, and another, until he'd made a very long, strong rope. Back on the grassy plains, Elephant was snoring away. Anansi tied one end of the rope around his tail. And then, back through the forest, he took the other end of the rope down to the sandy beach and stood where the waves gently lapped the shore. Here, Anansi whistled, shrill and loud and clear, out across the ocean. He didn't stop whistling until a huge dark shadow came surging through the sea towards him, making the waves crash against the sand and all the other sea creatures turn and swim fast in the opposite direction. Then a mighty wail rose out of the water, shining in the sun, flicking her enormous tail behind her.
"Hello, Anansi. You called?"
"Hello, whale. Yes, thank you for coming so quickly. I need to know something, something really important. Tell me, do you think that you are strong?"
"Of course I am. I'm surely the strongest creature in the world."
"Well, I happen to think that I am in fact stronger than you."
"You, Anansi? But you're tiny."
"Well, I might be small, but I'll show you that I am strong. I challenge you to a tug of war. Do you accept?"
"This is ridiculous. Obviously, I will win, but I accept the challenge."
Anansi took the end of the rope and swam out to the whale. He climbed onto her barnacle-covered back and carefully tied the rope around her fin.
"When you feel me pulling on the rope, the game has begun."
Anansi dashed back into the forest. He was hot and tired from all his hard work so far, but the next bit would be nice and easy. He had the long stretch of rope in front of him. He pulled the rope one way, and then he turned and pulled the rope the other way. And then he lay back to relax. The elephant woke up to a tugging at his tail and remembered Anansi's silly little game. He laughed and was just about to go back to sleep when out in the ocean, the whale felt the tug on her fin. She turned around to face the wide open waters. She flicked her tail and propelled herself through the waves. The rope tightened all the way through the forest, out to the grassy plains, out to Elephant's tail. Elephant was given the shock of his life as he was suddenly dragged backwards across the grass, his legs spread wide and his head bumping and bumping over the rocks. The faster the whale swam, the faster the elephant was dragged, until he finally managed to catch hold of a tree, his trunk wrapped tight around the trunk. Out in the sea, Whale was suddenly yanked to a standstill. She heaved but couldn't pull the rope any further.
"Anansi is stronger than I'd expected," thought the whale.
"Anansi is stronger than I'd imagined," thought the elephant. But now that Elephant had found his footing, it was his turn to tug, head down and straining hard as he moved forwards, the rope tight around his tail. And now the whale was slowly hauled back. She splashed and heaved until she was nearly back at the shore. And then she summoned all her strength and shot back out through the waves, dragging Elephant backward once again.
in the middle of the forest, nice and cool in the shade, Anansi watched the rope pull this way and that way and this way and that way and back and forth and back and forth until finally elephant and whale were both exhausted. Neither could pull any more and the rope went slack. Anansi casually wandered down to the beach where the whale was bobbing on the waves near the shore, catching her breath. "Well, whale, now tell me, after our little game of tug of war, who is the strongest of all?"
"Oh, Anansi, you might be small, but you're certainly the strongest," groaned the whale.
Anansi untied the rope from whale's fin and wandered back to the elephant, collapsed on the plains.
"Well, elephant, now tell me, after our little game of tug of war, who is the strongest?"
"Oh, Anansi, you might be small, but you are, without doubt, the strongest of all."
The elephant and the whale never did find out who it really was they were competing against that day. And Anansi became known as the winner, the strongest of all the animals. Well, we know that's not quite true, don't we? Anansi might not be big. He might not be the strongest, but he is certainly the cleverest. Wouldn't you agree?
Thank you so much to Emily for that story. And to the Christopher family in Oakland, California, for sponsoring the story. If you'd like to sponsor a story and have your name read out, do get in touch with us via our website, supergreatkidsstories.com. What a trickster that Anansi is. I liked it when the elephant was sitting on him and he squeaked in a muffled little voice. Imagine having an elephant sit on you. And here's my question. Would you want Anansi as your friend? Or would you be too cross and find it a bit hard to trust him because he's always tricking everyone? Now, it's time to say hello to some new owlets. Thank you for waiting patiently for your turn to be mentioned. Let's begin in Temple, New Hampshire in the US and hoot hello to Enzo, who is 4, and Nova, who is 2. Enzo's favourite story is Gulbahar, a fairy tale from Iran, and Nova's favourite is The Ghost of the Bloody Finger. And hello to Violet, who lives in Edmonds in Washington. Violet is 7 and has been listening since she was 5. Her favourite story is The Princess and the Sylph from Belgium. Up to Brooklyn in New York next to say hello to 6-year-old Lior, who especially loves scary stories like Baba Yaga and The Ghost of the Bloody Finger. Now, over to Princeton in New Jersey to say hello to Millie, who has just turned 6. I hope you had a happy day, Millie. And to Leela, who is 7, who likes the super great scary story, The Cake Tree, from Sri Lanka. Let's head up now to Ontario in Canada to say hello to new owlets, Theo, who is 8, and Matilda, who is 4. They listen every bedtime. And Theo loves the scary stories like The Ghost of the Bloody Finger, and Matilda likes Peach Boy from Japan. Welcome to the nest. And let's fly a long, long way south now to sunny Cape Town in South Africa to say hello to Ayla Rose, who is 8. Her favourite stories are the scary stories, especially The Monster in the Maze and The Luck Child. Ayla Rose listens to most stories at least 3 times. Oh, that's very good for your vocabulary, Layla. You'll be a storyteller before you know it. And hello to 3 sisters from Hudson, Ohio, in the US. Coco, who is 8, Peppa, who has just turned 7, and Birdie, who is 5. They love listening in the car and before bed. Coco's favourite story is Coyote and the Giant. Peppa's is Anansi and the Hot Pepper Soup. And Birdie's is Jack and the Two-Headed Giant. And off now to the US, to Denver in Colorado, to meet superfans Evie and Liam. Evie loves the spooky stories and her favourite is the Rattlin' Island Fairies. Down to Bastrop in Texas next to meet Owlet's Layla, who is 5, and Omaya, who is 2. They listen to stories with their baby brother Asher. Their favourites are the Baba Yaga ones. Eek! Very brave, listening to stories about the scariest witch in the world. Across the pond now to beautiful St. Ives in Cornwall in the UK to say hello to 3 owlets, Anya, Owen and Jake. Hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo! And welcome to the nest. And over to Ireland now, to Port Marnock in Dublin, to say hello to Tara, who is 6. Tara loves listening to the stories on long car journeys and especially likes the story from Japan, Snotty Boy. And last but not least, we flip-flap-fly to San Francisco in California in the US to say hello to James, who is 6 and a half. His favourite story is The 3 Wishes, and he particularly enjoys thinking about what he might wish for. Very good, James. And our Pick of the Week picture goes to Sam, who is 4 and a half. Sam sent us a very stylish drawing of the story, How the Phoenix Got Its Feathers. I especially like the birds you've drawn with their big orange beaks and long necks and legs. Wonderful. Thanks very much for sharing your drawing. If you'd like to see all the super great pictures sent in this week, go to facebook.com/supergreatkidsstories. More Owlet welcomes next week. Thank you for being patient, and thanks to all of you who are subscribing to our podcast. If you'd like to support our podcast on Apple Podcasts or on Patreon, we'll say hello to you on the podcast. You can hear our stories advert-free, and you'll get over 38 bonus stories and at least 20 super great scary stories. There are more fun facts about Anansi the Spider in our Owlet Letter this week. Tune in for another lively story next week. Happy listening! This podcast was produced at Wardour Studios in fabulous Fitzrovia in London.